When New Hampshire State Senate convenes for its first session of the year next week, there will be plenty of new faces. 9 of the legislative body's 24 members are newly elected, and this week we're hearing from 2 of those incoming lawmakers. Scott McGillivray is a Democrat who will represent the Senate's 16th district. That includes North Manchester, as well as the towns of Hooksett, Bow, and Candia. McGillivray is a retired educator and now works as president of the New Hampshire chapter of the National Education Association, the state's largest teachers union. Plans to keep that job, which according to the NEA's most recent tax filing, comes with a salary of $160,000 a year. Morning Edition host Rick Ganley spoke with McGillivray about his plans for balancing that job with his new role as a state senator.
I do want to ask you about your plan to keep working as president of the state chapter of the National Education Association. What's your response to critics who say this would be a conflict of interest?
Well, if it was a conflict of interest, there are plenty of people that are at the State House that work for companies or own businesses that would benefit from business taxes and other things. I will certainly disclose any conflicts of interest. And if I need to recuse myself, I certainly would.
But you could see where some people would have legitimate concerns or some worries about that?
Yeah, and those are the critics. You know, being the only person to flip a seat, you know, I'm an easy target. Being part of the running the state's largest teachers union certainly puts a big target on my back.
But is it fair for people to question where your interests lie?
Well, I would think that they'd look at me and go, well, you're an educator. You're going to be, you know, gung-ho for education. You know, you're a leader of a large union. You're going to be, you know, pro-labor. I certainly will do my work and advocate, you know, for education and proper funding of it and full-day kindergarten. But, you know, I'm no longer lobbying and haven't since almost near the end of last session.
Would you be voting on a bill that the NEA would be lobbying for?
If it was a conflict of interest in a personal way, then we're going to have to cross that bridge when it comes.
What would that be? You say a conflict of interest in a personal way.
Well, you know, for instance, I'm part of the state retirement system. My wife is too. I shouldn't be voting on a retirement bill that would affect my pension. Advocating for children in our public schools, I don't believe is a conflict of interest. If we had to turn around and do something that would affect the salary and benefits of school district employees, then I would need to take a look at that then. And, you know, I certainly would vet them with the Senate majority and minority leader, as well as legal counsel. I've already talked to, you know, all of them about this, and we're going to have to see as we go.
Let's talk about transportation. You'll be sitting on the Transportation Committee. And a lot has been made, of course, about New Hampshire's red-listed bridges, and they need to address the state's aging infrastructure in general. Taking into account budget limitations, what do you see as the priorities on that issue?
Well, certainly, I think we need to invest in projects, you know, for our infrastructure, fix our red-listed bridges. We can see the impact of the full expansion of Interstate 93. Is good in both directions, you know, getting people down into Massachusetts and getting people from Massachusetts up here. But, you know, it's like if you own a house and you ignore it, you know, eventually you end up with decay and you end up with issues. So coming up with a solid plan and invest in projects is the way we need to go.
How do you find the money for some infrastructure projects? Would you be in favor, for instance, of any tax revenue?
Well, I'm not in favor of raising income tax. I think, you know, live free or die is, you know, our motto for a reason. And we need to find, you know, other ways, you know, where, you know, use a lot of ingenuity and creativity to find money.
Well, where would you find that revenue, for instance? How would you get creative and get that revenue?
Well, certainly, I think we need to look at, you know, support job training projects and create jobs that create more money. You know, if you're only making minimum wage, You're not contributing as much back to the economy. But I'm certainly in favor of raising the minimum wage. And that money comes back into your community.
On the economy and jobs, obviously, New Hampshire's unemployment rate is in a great place right now. But businesses say they're having trouble finding skilled workers to fill jobs. How do you address that?
Certainly attracting, retaining and attracting qualified employees to work in companies is very important. I would think that we need to start to expand opportunities for high school kids to partner up with these businesses and get some education. For example, now you can graduate from most of the tech schools in communities, high school tech schools, in, say, cosmetology, and you're fully licensed. The day you graduate, you can go out and obtain a job. Or partner up with the automotive industry so that kids are getting a time and experience in working on automobiles so that they can go in and work, you know, as a mechanic in a good paying job, or plumbing or electrician, or, you know, things like that.
Obviously, the opioid crisis is something that's not going to go away anytime soon. What do you think the state has been doing right up to this point, and what do you think needs to be done differently?
It's just like any problem that you deal with in your life. You got to come at it from multiple directions, multiple angles. The same old way doesn't work with everybody. I'm really in favor of it being a multi-part solution, not just a silver bullet. Safe stations are great. So are drug courts, so is education, so is treatment. And I think we really need to take a look at that as a state and as a community.
As an educator, what would you like to see done in the schools about it, as far as talking to students about this?
Well, it's certainly, and this is not something that's been talked about, is that we need to educate kids, and not just high school kids, but, you know, all the way through. Mm-hmm. Our drug education is very limited in health classes. And I certainly believe that educating is one of those approaches along with the other stuff.
You'd like to see something put into a curriculum.
Correct.
Senator Scott McGillivray, Democrat from Hooksett, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate it.